things, you know, like a lot of Led Zeppelin. I'll throw some country in there.
Yeah. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Orange Slice Season 3. Today, we have Mr. Ross Duren in the building. He is the health and wellness counselor here. And guess what? It's April 2025, and it is National Stress Awareness Month. We know as the semester has progressed, now it is almost time to get to finals, end the semester off strong, and we've got Mr. Duren to tell us a lot of different tools that he himself has learned, but also knows that students have used that have helped them specifically during the finals times. So welcome, Ross. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, and thanks for having me once again.
Yes, thank you for joining us again. This makes 2 years in a row.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and as we know, finals do not stop. They're continuous every semester. So we love to bring you on the show. We love for you to dive in and talk to the students because it's a stressful time for everyone.
Right.
You know, but we also want them to know the tools and the resources on campus so that they can receive help when they feel that they're stressed. So let's go ahead and begin. I got a couple questions for you to start off. What are the main stressors you encounter during the spring semester?
That's a great question. Obviously, you know, number one is going to be academics. Mm-hmm. I think that whether that's grades, just the stress that comes from balancing all of our classes and the assignments. Another big one that I see a lot is multiple responsibilities. So people have a job, they're taking care of their kids, you know, especially when it's warming up, their kids have activities outside, sports, things like that. But another one is the weather, right? Yeah. So, you know, we're dealing with a lot of severe weather here in Oklahoma, and whether that's ice in the winter, and then here in the spring, we get tornadoes and things like that. So yeah. People, you know, making sure that they're keeping an eye on that and trying to balance all of their classwork. We feel happy in the spring, I think, sometimes because the weather's warming up. But at the same time, there can be a lot of added stress.
Yes, definitely. Speaking of weather, while we're on that topic, mm-hmm. would you go ahead and tell our students where to go in case there is bad or severe weather on campus?
Yeah. So, you know, I think that our safety and security team does a really good job mm-hmm. about ensuring that we have quite a few different places on campus that people can make sure they go and be safe. So usually it's the restrooms on the lower floors of the buildings. There's a sign that says severe weather refuge. Nice. So you want to make sure that you go in there if you get warned to do that. A big piece is that we want you to make sure you're checking your phone, mm-hmm. Your devices that are going to give you a warning so we can make sure you get to the right place and you're going to be all safe and secure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ross. So let's go ahead and talk about finals. You know, that's the biggest thing on the radar right now. What can students do to be prepared? But also, what can they do to keep their stress levels low?
Sure. Yeah. I think when we think finals, it's we automatically assume that we're just going to get mm-hmm. pounded with stress. Right. And you know, I think I mention this every time I come in, so people probably get really tired of it, but keeping routine. Making sure that you're staying up with the things that you need to be doing regularly. So the stuff that's outside of school, you're really working to minimize the stress there. So you can put a lot of the attention that you have into your studies and the things that you have here. I think leaning on your support systems. So making sure that the support people that you have in your life, this is a great time to take advantage of that. Hey, can you cook me some food? Can you bring me something up here? I've got a long day of studying ahead. You know, I think if you don't have a support system, it's never too late to try to help identify some people that can help, even if it's just needing to vent or needing to talk to somebody as you're going through finals. It's a big help in that regard. And then also just reminding yourself why you're here, right? Yeah. You're here for a goal.
That's right.
And in the beginning of the semester, we're always really empowered with that. Mm-hmm. And then towards the end, we kind of start losing some steam. Mm-hmm. And so maybe taking a second to write down why it is that you're here and what you're working for so you can create some momentum there.
Yeah, That's awesome. Definitely keeping the momentum going and remembering your goal.
Right.
Not only do we need to create them, but we have to make a plan, implement them, and then finalize them. And that's what this is all about. Ross, how about our students who are graduating? Mm-hmm. We're really excited for them as they step into this new journey or career in their life. Do you have any tips or resources for maintaining composure during the tedious job search or the transitional period into another level of higher education?
Yeah, you know, this is something I feel like nobody really talks about. Right? Mm. I think there's just this general thought that when we graduate, we should, it's just this really exciting, I'm going to go do it and everything's going to be amazing. But number one, it's a big change, right? For however many years or semesters that you've been here, that's completely changing. Right. And I hear a lot of students talk about as graduation approaches, they feel a lot of pressure, you know, whether they are going to go study somewhere or locking that down, or they're supposed to now take this amazing degree that they've gotten and go work and try to find good quality work that's going to really fit them. So, you know, the same reasons that students start, we want to be able to take those methods and things and use them in the job search. So, creating a goal. What does it look like? How often am I going to go look for a job? What kind of campuses am I going to tour? And then thinking about, you know, what do I want in this moment? What do I want out of life? What are the needs that I need met educationally or personally or professionally? And then just, I think my students really get tired of me saying this, that come see me, but is that to give yourself grace.
Oh, yeah.
So to basically, hey, be really easy on yourself through this transition. It's not going to be easy, even though it's very exciting. And learn from the things that come up to be able to take it and kind of grow. So it's okay to be nervous. You know, this is an exciting time. We can be nervous about exciting things, but be able to just kind of pause, slow down, and make sure we're moving in the correct direction.
Nice. Thank you for that information, Ross. Along with meeting with your advisor on campus to get assistance, is there some type of career services? Well, maybe if someone doesn't know the specific direction they would like to go on or go into, could they receive some type of assistance here on campus?
Yeah, I mean, so as far as career services, I think we do a lot of really grassroots work with that.
Nice.
So I think our employees are really strong at helping kind of direct people and find and foster those feelings. So, you know, I encourage students to always just ask, right? Even just kind of the random person here on campus that you may interact with, like, hey, you know, you're here, you're an advisor. What is it that about this position do you like? Or, hey, you're in our nursing department. What is it about nursing that you really liked? And to kind of help find some direction with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always encourage students to don't be afraid to find some professionals here in the community. You know, we love OSU OKC, but it's also okay to ask, you know, hey, I see that you're working here at Integris or you're working somewhere. Could you tell me what that looks like for you? And kind of help pin that down as they go through their educational journey.
But there is staff and faculty, especially the advisement team, who is here and ready to nurture you and help you find a career path.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Everyone here, I think that's our ultimate goal.
Yeah.
Right. So, for sure.
Nice. So, Ross, there are many events students have to juggle, especially during the springtime.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any tips on staying organized during this busy season?
Yeah, a couple of things I think are really important to think about. One is to really write down what you've got to do,
right.
Whether it's physically or on your phone or in a voice note. I don't really care how you do it, right?
Yeah.
Just keep tabs on everything that you need to do. And then another important thing is in some instances we can't do this, but be willing to say no. Right. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have so much happening, especially as we're getting towards finals and we're getting towards all of the things that we have to do to wrap up the semester. A lot of things are really tempting to do. You know, we want to be pulled in 100 different directions, and it's okay to say, hey, this one's going to be a little too much for my plate, so I'm going to hold off on that. But otherwise, I think just making sure that we're keeping tabs on everything that we're doing, we're not putting our feet into too many different things, and but still having fun, right? And, and getting to do obviously the amazing events and fun things that we have going on.
Yes. So what I hear from you is, of course, and the first thing is to prioritize your schoolwork.
Sure.
And then, you know, create a list and prioritize events, but also include some type of self-care that is a stress reliever.
Sure.
Correct.
Yeah. You know, I mean, ultimately, like, socialization is good.
Yeah.
Right. It is. So we don't want to do, I think of it as a kind of a balance, right? We don't want to solely just be doing academics, and we don't want to solely just be doing social events.
Exactly.
Right. And so figuring out what that good balance is, and it's going to be a little different for each person, but really adding in some time, especially when, you know, we're having to study a ton to get ready for these finals or big projects, to where I can actually do something that lets me blow off some steam or is fun. You know, coming to school doesn't mean that we can't have any fun, right? And we just want to make sure we're doing it in a good and healthy manner.
Yes, and balanced way, right?
Right, correct. Yeah, balance is important.
So, do you have any suggestions on how to keep your energy up when it's needed?
Yeah. So I think, you know, we talk about self-care a lot.
Yeah.
Right. We do. So and it's so critically important. But we also will really neglect physical care. You know, when you're talking about energy, is it, am I sleeping enough? Am I eating enough? I think of any of the things that a parent would tell you.
Yeah.
You know, get your mom on the phone and they say, are you eating enough? Are you sleeping
That's
enough?
Right.
So those things that really help to recharge your body physically, not only are going to benefit just the way you feel physically, but also mentally, emotionally, and how can I put all of this kind of into my academics or my schoolwork? And, you know, when you're doing a lot of those fun, balanceable acts too, like social events and things, we want to make sure that we have enough energy to be able to then be successful in the classroom or be successful in the job market, wherever we're going. So, yeah, you know, rest mentally, rest physically. You make sure we're eating. I'm not the diet police. I'm not someone who sits and says that we have to eat something very specific, but making sure we're eating regularly. We're not stress eating, those types of things. So.
Yes. And I like to get a little sun, even if it's taking a short walk. You know, I get a lot of my energy from the sun. You know, sometimes when we're studying and when we're working and when we're living life, we're inside most of the time. We're not really outside.
Right.
So I feel like being in the sun and taking a walk, you know, and being out in nature actually is beneficial. One of my stress relievers,
sure.
I have to put it out there, which leads me to my next question. What are some of the benefits of embracing nature?
Oh, that's an amazing question. I think, you know, obviously you kind of took it, right? Sun is amazing. You know, we focus a lot in the winter about how students feel really down because they may get here and it's dark and they go to leave and it's dark. Right. So getting out, especially in the spring, everything's kind of having this rebirth and growing. Like today, the weather is just amazing. It's beautiful outside.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, you know, it can really help us to recharge. It can help us to feel well. But at the same time, you know, don't be afraid to pick up your stuff and go study outside. You know, it gives you the opportunity to change. So.
Yes. Thank you. So, a lot of graduates, may be concerned about lifestyle changes and losing their support network here on campus. What is some advice you would share with these graduates?
Yeah, it's a really, really important piece that we look for when we're dealing with students, especially, you know, I think I can probably speak for a lot of our other offices, but in my office, when I'm transitioning students out of meeting, they may say things like, well, I'm nervous because this is my main safe space. You know, and that's kind of going away now that I'm moving on. And, you know, I think a big focus is on how do we empower the student to be able to find new areas to plug in, right? I think any mission of any school is to academically prepare a student. But I think one thing we do really well here is we try to also make that student well-rounded. And how do we tap into the tools that we've maybe taught or we've put onto them to help them utilize connections or find safe spaces for them that aren't judgmental. I've had students tell me things like, now that in high school I was having a really hard time, and then I come here and I meet like more of a diverse set of people and I kind of find my people, well, that I can springboard that to be able to find, you know, a good set of people who are supportive of them. And that's the ultimate goal. It's like, yeah, they may get a degree and that's obviously incredibly important, but I also want them to feel that they can be successful with that. You know, and their time here was good for that. So, yeah, just don't be afraid to plug in. Don't be afraid to find new people. And, you know, if it doesn't work, move on. You know, just like we tell people, if don't be afraid to make a change, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Nice. Well, to get into your personal life a little bit.
Okay.
We want to ask you a question on this podcast. What is on your de-stress playlist?
Oh, man. That is a great question. So my daughter right now is listening to a lot of Coldplay.
Okay.
So I'm listening to some, you know, I like Coldplay. I like to get out and run. That's one thing I do to de-stress. So things that are really uplifting. Mm-hmm. You know, I like a lot of rock. I like a lot of rap. So it's kind of like one of those things that it's really hard for me to say. There are specific artists and things. You know, like a lot of Led Zeppelin, I'll throw some country in there.
Yeah.
I have a big playlist for all kinds of spring things.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you for throwing some names out. So
yeah,
the students can look into
yeah,
those.
Look up some Coldplay. Coldplay's
That's
great.
Right.
Look up some, you know, if you're feeling like you need to get some energy out, listen to something a little heavier, mm-hmm. You know, and you know, you can stop by my office if you want to actually, I can actually show you my playlist if you want. So.
That's right. So go by Mr. Ross Duren's office and check out his playlist. You might find a hit song that you like. Well, Ross, other than having a cleaner residence, are there other benefits to having a spring cleaning or getting rid of clothes or items that no longer serve you?
Yeah, you know, I think if you think about your brain, mm-hmm. right, and if you have 50,000 things going through your brain at one time, then it's going to obviously overload you. You're going to feel really stressed. So our environment can be the same way, you know, whether that's our home or we're sharing our space with somebody. And, you know, how we define spring cleaning and cleanliness and things like that is going to be different person to person. But I think just the little things that maybe get in the way, you know, hey, if I'm looking at my clothes every day and saying, you know what, I really, really need to be picking those up and I beat myself up about it, then we need to probably look at some spring cleaning because it maybe will make us feel better, right?
That's right.
So, yeah, the benefits I think are ultimately it's going to lower our stress when we're in a less chaotic environment. And now what that looks like for each person, it's hard to say. It's just more like finding the benefits of a cleaner environment mm-hmm. and finding the benefits of actually the action of cleaning,
right?
Hey, I need to clean this up. Let me go do it. Oh, I did it. I feel good that I did that.
Yes.
Right. And then we can use that for things like finals,
yeah.
you know, and, you know, hopefully getting some good things accomplished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So speaking of finals, but also going into an area I know you don't like to talk about, which is diet. Could you at least tell us how does one's diet impact their anxiety and possibly lead to stress?
I mean, I think that diets are always kind of like this touchy subject because there's just tons of different ones, mm-hmm. right? I think the important thing is when we focus on eating, number one, eating. Mm-hmm. We talk about stress eating a lot, but at the same time, we really neglect under eating. So, hey, when people are stressed, they don't eat. Or, hey, I get out of a long study session and nothing's open, so I guess I just won't eat dinner. Diet, as far as just, number one, we want the student to make sure that they're eating. And then number two, we want them to really, if they can, make a good choice, right? So if we can just add on one healthy element to something, I'm thinking food pyramid. you know, fruits, veggies, those types of things. They also contain a lot of nutrients. So, you know, that's going to help our brain. That's going to help us to feel better. That's going to, and when we feel better, we feel less anxiety physically. You know, and that doesn't mean that you can't have a jumbo coffee or something like that while you're studying, but just don't neglect those needs. Because when we neglect them, that's when we really have, you know, some anxiety and things pop up.
Yes. So, Ross, what do you look forward to in the spring and the summer?
I think if we're talking about here on campus, or if we're talking about,
you know, on campus, but even as something as a de-stressor, like
you're
getting over the holiday season, it's getting cold. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, January, February, you start to see a flower pop up, a ray of sunshine. What are you looking forward to?
Well, I think it's just that. I mean, I think it's this like, hey, the weather's warming up. Mm-hmm. We're not cooped up and, you know, I'm in my office 8 hours a day because it's so cold outside. We can get out. I'll even have students who want to kind of walk outside and do their session and walk around our track that we have. You know, I think just seeing that, hey, this, I think excitement builds, right? And it's not just here on campus. It's just now we're excited. The summer's coming. You know, we can get outside, we can play, we can do all these really fun. I have kids, so I think about it as they want to go play. I think that so many more options open up when it comes to relieving stress. You know, now we can get outside, now we can do all of these activities and we can involve other people. And you know, when it's warmer and people are outside, people are less sick, right? So it's like now we can't, we don't have to be as careful about that. We can go out and do fun things and hang out. And I think spring might be one of my favorite seasons just because of that. You know, it's just getting really pretty and we can be able to kind of use some of that to get out in nature, like you said before, and relieve some of our stress.
Yes. Well, Ross, as we're closing the show, we definitely want to allow you the space to let our viewers and students and staff and community know something. What's one thing you want to leave with them?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I think when we think about OSU OKC, you're here for a reason. And the reason that you're here is to reach some type of goal. And so that can feel overwhelming for people, but it shouldn't. It should be empowering. And we want you to know that there are services and things that are here for you. And everyone here wants to see you succeed, and we want to see every student reach their full potential. And we, I think, faculty and staff, we want you to make sure you're taking care of yourself as well. But just know that we have kind of a whole group of people who want to see everyone be successful, everyone feel the least amount of stress they can, and also just continue to learn and grow.
Awesome. Thank you, Ross, so much for joining the Orange Slice Season 3. I will definitely take some of these tools as I am in finals myself. So thank you for that. Everyone, thank you for coming and viewing our Orange Slice Season 3 at OSU, OKC, O State, or No State. We'll see you next time. Bye.